Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First, I just want everybody to go around and introduce themselves because Dick Snow is our newest member and he may not know everybody and you may not know him. So Stephanie, why don't you start?
Stephanie Helmig, I'm the representative from, the school board.
Jody Hedstrom.
Susan Gill.
Doreen Shibblehoot, I'm your secretary or her secretary.
Well, to the whole board. Lynn Shivers.
Bob Scout.
Dick Snow.
Susan Young.
Katrina Niles.
Just you all should know that I'm hearing impaired, which is why I sit here and I record the meetings for my own purpose. So if I stare at you when you're trying to talk to me, well, hearing aids only solve half the problem. They get it in your head, but then you sit there and say, what the hell did they say?
So. We do that anyway. So
I know.
We have a hard time figuring that out. Yeah, my hearing's fine.
Yeah, you have an excuse. We don't.
Okay. Since we have one new person, I will give you my annual reminder about email and correspondence. Dick does have a Gmail account, the same format as ours, rsnow.candia@bc@gmail.com. And we all know we communicate everything on our Gmail accounts. We don't use our private accounts, and we don't call each other and talk about what we're going to do and what we're going to vote. And everything is either in a public meeting or we communicate agendas and information, but we don't discuss anything over email. And I think everybody knows that, and everybody's been really great with that. I don't think anybody has strayed.
Is that a Google group, that email address, that group? Is that a Google group?
Mm-hmm. Well,
Gmail.
It's a Gmail.
So it's Google.
Yeah. I know, Gmail picks up the mail, but it's got that dot after your
it's
name.
Google.
Yes,
it
was sponsored
or whatever. Is that a group in a Google group?
Well, I made a group out of it on my email. If you go to your email, you could make a group out of it, out of everybody's. I'll send you a list of everybody's Gmail.
Okay.
In fact, I'll send an updated list to everybody.
It's on the town website.
Yes, I think the list though has our telephone numbers. Dick, what's your telephone number?
483-2722.
Okay, so I'll send an updated list, and I'll include Dick's email.
Okay,
I don't think there was anything else.
The tippy table?
Okay, for the first order of business here is election of officers. So we'll start with chairman.
I'd like to make a nomination for Lynn Shivers as chair.
I'll third.
All in favor?
Is there another nomination?
Oh, no.
No. Anybody else want?
No.
Odd.
Imagine that.
One can hope.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Nice try.
Yeah. Can always hope. Okay, vice chairman.
I'd like to nominate Bob for vice.
Okay,
just
Bob.
My vice.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other nominations?
Can I second that one?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that okay, Bob?
Okay.
Technically, I looked this up just for informational purposes for myself. Nominations do not require a second.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but it's okay to second it. But it's not required because there we had a question a while ago about a second. I looked at the minutes and we didn't second a nomination and we don't have. But that's good. Okay, all in favor, Bob?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. Now the coveted job of secretary.
Oh wow! I might fight you for that.
He's smart. He's smart because now he can't be secretary.
Bob.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Wait, I wasn't last time.
You were secretary last year, right?
I was?
she came in late, I think.
I was on time this year.
2 minutes late, you're in a position.
You were the last one to arrive.
I think I was the last one.
Yes, you were.
So, yes, I am.
Okay, are there any nominations for secretary?
It's all right, I'm going to take some days off here pretty quick.
No, but I'll nominate Katrina again.
Since you did such a good job.
Okay,
Katrina, any other nominations? Okay, all in favor of Katrina?
Aye.
Thank you so much. It was a difficult role.
Put it on your resume. It looks good.
I could.
Who nominated you, did?
No.
Susan.
Yeah, Sue. Yeah.
Talkative tonight, Susan.
Just chattering away.
Okay.
Let's get this done.
Okay. So now we'll look at the minutes from the February 14th meeting. Any changes or corrections to the minutes?
Oh, great.
Yeah, I made a copy.
It was huge. It was big.
Yeah, we had a big meeting.
Big.
27 minutes. Okay, if no changes, is there a motion to, somebody want to move to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept
okay.
the minutes.
Okay, Bob moved to approve, as, and Jody seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved.
I'm abstaining.
And Dick is going to abstain. Okay, moving right along. Okay, questions from last meeting. We had a question about charter schools. So I sent Stephanie the questions because she wasn't here at that meeting, and then she sent them on to
Phil Littlefield.
I'm sorry.
All right.
And so these are the answers. How many Candia students go to charter schools? 3. Elementary or high school students? All high school. How much does the town pay? $64.38 this year total cost. Total cost for all 3. The cost is not tuition to the charter school, but is the cost for their taking CTE. What's that?
Continuing education. Yeah, the higher level. Like Pinkerton offers
honor classes.
AP courses.
You mentioned it, woodworking, cosmetology, LNA. I mean,
okay.
Technology.
Correct, yeah.
Which we're required to fund.
Yes.
Okay, so that was the...
Do they take those classes at Pinkerton or at their...
At the charter school?
This is Seacoast, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a Seacoast Charter School.
And they all 3 go to the Seacoast Charter School? Okay. Does our Pinkerton contract limit the number of students who can go to the charter schools? No. We'd like an explanation of how the charter school system works. Our next meeting is not until the second, blah, blah, blah. So, you're not, school, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, a charter school is a state-approved public school. The school is incorporated through a charter approved by the school state board. Quite often the charter school will have a theme, science, arts, technology.
I press a little further because I really want to know, like, how do these schools get funding? If they're not private paying and we're not paying, they get the state adequacy fund, the 36 or 39 per student? 3,600 per student that would normally come to Candia goes to the charter schools. So we're not paying for it, but the state...
We don't get the 36.
But does that cover? I guess that covers it.
No, they do a lot of fundraising, and my girlfriend's daughter goes to one. They have to pay for all their books. They have to pay for all their extracurricular activities. The parents have to pay quite a bit to.
Oh, okay. Even though it's a public school.
Even though it's a public school, the kids have to pay quite a bit to, you know, to have things.
Right. Okay.
And they have to do a lot of fundraising, and they do quite a bit of stuff.
Okay.
But the founders is based on the. The state founders, it's about government and things of that sort. So I think state senators sponsor it and politicians.
Okay.
So I think if you're in arts, I think a lot of the arts, you know, programs will be sponsored by things. I think they just look for sponsorships.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay. Any more questions? Any other questions about the charter schools? I think that pretty much.
It's interesting. It'd be nice to know what they pay per student per year.
Yeah.
To educate, you know versus
I think it's online. I think
they have it?
Yeah, I think they have to run it just like we do. It's a 504 and it's a board, and so I think they have to publicize what they
Yeah, if they're getting state funds, they must
I think
have
they have to.
Yeah. So. Can I have the copy of that?
You can
Do
that.
You have a copy of that?
Here, I'll give you that. That was just in it. That was in it. Yeah, you can have
then
that.
Then I can just get a copy
yeah.
of them.
If you want, I'll send you the email that you can just cut and paste. That was easier.
Yep.
Okay, and then there was one question for the town. We were talking about the property tax income and why they don't show on any of the income reports.
So I think she misunderstood when I asked her this question, so I copied it off. And I just put the BC wants to know why taxes aren't listed under revenue, BC minutes for exact question. Could you email to me, blah, blah, blah. So she said, I'm going to assume they're looking at the general fund balance sheet. And she thought we were talking about the yearly thing that we file, the MS, whatever it's called, 64, whatever. And I explained to her, or the MS 434, and I said, that's not it. So what she does, she just actually texted me back after that, saying to me, the auditors have been here this week. And it says, she thought we were discussing the town report. I don't include the property tax, so you can see what is coming in addition to property taxes. I can certainly start including it if you'd like. Now, that might be something good to keep track of, is how much we have in as of this date this year, how much we had last year. If that's something, she can easily send that.
She did send me an email this afternoon.
Oh, she did.
Asking to clarify the question,
yeah.
So I did answer her.
Okay, so she had emailed yep. back, but she just texted right now and said, I didn't read your
yeah.
email carefully. So is that what the committee would like, or she can easily do
sure.
it?
Sure, I think that'd be good to have the...
Yeah, just like the school does. So every
yeah.
every month
right.
have a report of what's come in property tax.
But she gives us a revenue report already. She could just add...
At a line, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It's just not going to make sense till the very end because what we property taxes are what we need to raise after for our commitments
correct.
After
right.
all the other revenue has come in or hasn't come in, depending on what the case is.
Right.
So she'll certainly give that to you.
Taxes
okay.
are important for cash flow, though.
Right. Definitely, I think that would be a helpful thing to have
okay.
in there. So I will ask her. Is that what you'd like? Is just to put that. Or even a sub thing under the revenue.
Right.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. The town budget. Okay, let's go to the town budget report. Any questions on the town budget report?
Can you email that to me too? Or are you going to attach it?
We don't usually attach these.
All right.
You know what I mean? Go. No, we get these every month. We don't normally attach
okay.
them.
I thought that was...
No, we're in trouble with our winter highway funds,
mm-hmm.
though, huh, with the weather.
Surprise,
because we still got October, November, December.
I know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right at the end of that.
Yeah, we've gone through it all.
Yeah, we're... I think we're, what, a little bit over.
Yeah, 500 bucks. State aid.
Does anybody have a question on this? I had one question. I was just curious. If you look at page 5 at the top, the $10,000 for the master plan,
yes.
We've spent $9,600. Now, Donna put on page 2, grant for $9,600 to be transferred back into the operating budget with selectman approval.
Right.
I was just curious, what was the $9,600 spent on?
I think they had to pay that company who was working on it, or Southern New Hampshire, not Southern New Hampshire, that lady who was working on it, but they do have a grant to cover that. Remember, we had matching funds, and I think, and we haven't approved that yet. We didn't approve it Monday either, and I don't believe, I read the minutes from the week I was missing the selectman's meeting, but they hadn't approved it there that I know of. But I can find out exactly on page what the 9,600 is.
Yeah.
Have her be a little bit more specific.
Yeah, because she just said we're going to be reimbursed, yeah. but I was just wondering what it was for. Any other questions on the town report? Okay, it's pretty early in the year. Okay, the school report. We'll start with the expenditure report.
So the regular ed teacher salaries, that top line.
Yep.
We've only got, what, 2 months, 3 months, 2.5 months left of the school year. So it doesn't seem like they've spent, are there big payouts towards the end? Is that why there is?
I think there's 3 people retiring, right? Out of that budget?
You have 1, 2, 3, yes.
Yeah.
So that might be a chunk of that. So I'm assuming that 504 that's encumbered is money that is already promised to the teachers. Okay. Yeah.
Remember they get the,
yeah, I
the
do
severance
that.
Payout when they leave.
Yep.
But one of them is already in here. Judy Lindsay's. Remember when we looked at Judy Lindsay's?
She's not included in the 3.
Right. Oh, she's not included in the 3? It's
no.
3 besides her? Oh, okay. Remember hers was included in...
We have
Buckley,
yeah.
White, and Lockley.
And Mrs. Lindsay's out of a different line.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I just was curious on the first page, the science textbooks, we $39,000. Is that something we're going to buy later on
Which
at the
one?
End of the year?
Sorry. Science textbooks.
Science textbooks, near the bottom of the page. We haven't spent anything?
No, they're still piloting a new program. They're piloting a program now. I can ask them when they'll make the decision.
Because we're running out of time.
Yeah, they have to have it encumbered by June 30th.
Okay.
It's hard because science moves so quickly.
Yeah.
If I have a textbook, I'm thinking it's going to be obsolete.
They were they're piloting 2 right now.
Are they online programs or actually books?
These will be books.
Okay, any other questions on the school expenditure report? Next is the budget adjustments. Our robotics team is going to Kentucky. I was just curious. The hotel for the teacher, where the kids sleep?
The kids' parents are paying for their own hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I thought in the bus or something.
Yeah.
Any questions on this?
Good
adjustment? Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, it's the, I forget the name of it, but it's like the national
that's cool.
competition.
Yeah,
wish them luck.
Is it first?
Yeah, no. I don't think they're first.
Robotics?
VEX. I think they're VEX.
Yes.
I believe they're VEX.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay, next is the revenue report.
This is a totally off subject about the bus next year. You're going to have 2 that are going to go to Pinkerton. Are they going to run like they did Central? Or are they running the same way they did?
I don't know. Because they're going to have 2 now. So they'll have
right. So the fare should go back up.
Yes.
Or fare revenue should go back up.
But it is up.
It is up. It's up,
it is, but
up
it
by
should,
27.
But it should definitely go up too because... Yeah.
Okay, I just... The state education tax, we didn't get it last year, and we got $943,000 this year.
They hadn't received it yet at this point last year.
Oh, so it's just a matter of timing.
Yes.
I was going to say what... Okay, thank you.
And what does PY mean? Refund of PY?
Prior year.
Oh, prior year expense. What's that mean? $45,000 or $48,000.
I can ask her which expense column it came out of.
But. Expense.
I don't. Where, oh yeah, refund of PY expense.
I didn't know what 47. PY meant.
Previous
year. Yeah. Okay.
I'm wondering if that's Medicaid, but I'll ask.
Okay.
Well, Medicaid's down at the very bottom.
Oh yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's not, or has, who knows what it has to do with. I still can't figure this out.
Okay, any other questions on the revenue report? Okay. And the enrollment report.
Yay,
something. Yeah, we're all excited. Five kids.
Psychological. It is, till next year.
Well, we lose a lot of eighth graders.
And we're losing a ton of fifth graders.
Yeah.
How many?
Five.
Five?
Five.
Early.
Where are they going?
Three are going to charter, two are going to Dairy Field, one is moving, so that's six. Two are moving, actually, so that's eight, right? I think there's seven or
have
eight.
Have they notified the school yet, I wonder?
I believe they have.
Because that would only be 20 kids. In fifth grade next year.
No, fifth grade, Fifth grade is 41.
Oh, I thought you said
they're
losing
going into
fifth
six.
Graders. Oh, going into six, okay.
Unless those parents change their mind.
And they have to get accepted at the charter schools, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't...
What?
Is that a real big feat?
Actually, you have to be lottery. So, like, they can only take 10% of each town. So we have 300 kids. They can only take...
Three.
Right. So if you have seven kids who apply from Candia... They have to then
pick
three of those seven.
No, is that total charter or for each school?
I believe it's each school. I could be completely wrong, but I think that's what...
Dairy Field will take you, won't they?
Sure.
If you
pay for a mere 20 grand or something.
No, try again. 36.
Yeah.
35.
Yeah.
Oh, 35?
32 in tuition, and then it's like
the
mandatory.
And then all the fees and everything else that goes.
Yeah, you're
right.
About 30.
32,000 a year?
Yeah.
Mother of God.
Mm-hmm. This is off track, but is it because of the middle school up over there? Is anybody at Moore? Why is this happening?
Well, one of the new things, the new principal, what she'd like to do is do extra interviews to find out why so we can track it. And she actually might go back to the families that have left in the past just to find it, to see if we can find trends and reasons.
You weren't happy as a parent with some of the changes in the... You don't want to go there.
Where's that smile?
Let's just say my daughter's in fifth grade.
Oh.
Okay.
Didn't see that coming.
All right.
Well, we could do your exit interview right here.
Yeah. We'll make it public. Okay. Any other questions, comments on that?
But hopefully those parents change their mind and decide to stay
with a new principal.
And I think the school's probably changing.
But maybe not, Sue says.
More parks are going to change this year.
Yeah, thank you, Sue!
We have to shovel it myself.
Good luck, it's like a rock.
If you don't change your mind, you and your husband will be working until you're, what, 85 or 90?
So yeah, it's a rough surface over there. They're playing. They're practicing outside, but they're only using the outfield.
Because
I can't over here.
It's not too wet.
She wanted to field some balls, but she can't. She's like, I cannot have them play on that surface. It's just
somebody else is playing soccer or something, I guess too. But that's another thing. We'll talk about that afterwards. But
okay, monthly enrollment for high school. Okay.
I'm going to see that one.
And can they just do the last year's thing like they... I thought they were going to do that like they do with this.
She said it doesn't come out.
I don't, there was a reason.
Yeah.
Just a total.
Let me just look. I'm sure I have
to do last year's at this time.
Yeah, why would they not know? Well, no, just compare it. You compare it. You know how they do.
Okay, it's 158 last time and now it's 156.
Right, that's last month, so now it's dropped by two.
Dropped by two students.
Interesting.
That was February 1st. So
yes, that's right.
Yeah. February 1st was 158, and now it's 150.
Could have graduated. An Laurel thing did that when she was...
Oh.
Okay. Okay, any other comments, questions? All right. Anything else that you would like to talk about tonight before we...
What are our goals for this year?
Well, we review the budgets that the other entities come up with. So we don't drive the budget. We don't tell them. Now, we can say to them, we would like you to have a cookie sale every Friday to raise money, but they're not bound by anything we say. So our goals are we're more reactionary. We wait and see the budgets they give us, and then we discuss them and go over them and decide what we feel is appropriate or not. But we aren't the driving force. We don't formulate the budget. The Board of Selectmen and the school board does that.
Well, are we interested in increasing or decreasing the tax rate or staying the same? Isn't that a part of a goal?
Well, I'd say those are probably maybe individual goals, but I think our goal is to provide the necessary services to our citizens at the most economical method cost. I don't think anybody just says, I want the taxes to go up or I want them to go down without considering what we need for the upcoming year.
But questions are asked. A lot of questions are asked about this. If there's a big jump or if it looks like it's going to be over or under or something. Various members, they keep an eye on the financial picture of the community and the school, I think. I don't know, is our job in that's, I think, what the job of the committee is. I'm not sure. You know, like she said, we can't really say much until it gets to be as far as supporting or not supporting various things. Because the townspeople have spoken. At this point, they've spoken, so I think what she said is...
Yeah, so like the town has voted in approval of
right.
the budget, so they are what they are. We just have to keep an eye on...
Yeah, we just keep an eye or ask questions.
I find it interesting, too, that neither default budget passed, even though it was smaller than the operating budget. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, to me, that's quite a vote of confidence. We always said in the past that people always just vote for the lowest number, but that's not what happened. And that didn't happen last year either. There was quite a difference between the operating budget and the default budget, and the townspeople still voted for the operating budget.
And all the warrant articles went through?
Except for Keno.
Well, except for Keno.
By two votes.
Oh, yeah. My goodness, that was
yeah.
so
yeah.
close.
Yeah. Oh,
that
was crazy.
All that
yep.
discussion?
All
wow.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Two votes. I was surprised at how little the library passed by.
Oh, I thought it was which one? The big
the
library?
The big library. It was only 100 people.
But the school didn't do well. I mean, it did well. It didn't pass by as much as a town passed by. So
I know, but like
you might
the
have
library,
had that population
like,
come in.
I think I'm a library trustee and I've thought about that. I think a lot of people think that the library is now just hardcover books. And
okay.
A lot of people don't use hardcover books and hardcover books are going by the wayside. And they don't realize all the other things that go on at the library, all the programs.
You guys going to come to my pizza day?
When is it?
June 16th. Teaching pizza on the grill, just so you know.
Doreen, pizza on the grill.
Teaching it?
Is it 16th?
Yeah.
No,
you're teaching
it,
it?
Yeah.
You all get to make
Because I couldn't go.
And bring it home?
And I think I could go June 16th.
I would love that.
That was like June 8th or something like that.
Is that on the library's like homepage?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's June 9th.
June 9th. See,
get
I can't go June 9th. June 16th, I could have gone.
So you're teaching how to cook pizza on
yeah,
the grill?
Yeah, I taught. This is my fourth bread making class, I
yeah.
believe, over there.
There's a lot of classes
yeah,
that we
so
have.
The library
wow.
does
yeah,
a good job
yeah.
of that.
And there's,
I didn't know you were
there's a lot of programs, and there's a lot
the
of things.
The whole meeting portion
yeah, like
is probably a little teeny piece of what happens over there.
That's right. And then now we have Hoopla, which is
oh,
another sure. online source for books, movies, audiobooks, and it's something, it's the library pays for it, and you can download, stream.
Really?
Yeah.
They have all sorts of passes to go.
Oh, yeah. We just got another pass. It's escaped me.
The water park down here. Cellos, because nobody can get into that place.
Is it open?
It's packed.
Yeah, it's open.
Every day. It's like Tuck Away Tavern. It's like unreal.
It's brand new.
And is it
yeah, good? That's why.
I don't know. I was supposed to go to the preview and I had gone on vacation.
Because they have like a couple of soft open, so are they open?
Yeah, they're open.
My sister and brother-in-law had to go down. They said it was very good.
They did?
Yeah. Oh, 3 to what? What are they open? 3 to 9, is it? Or 3 to 9?
I don't know.
Not open long enough.
Not for lunch.
But that may change.
Yeah. Okay. Now we get food. So
yeah, but you can't play Keno there.
Keno. Okay. Any other business that anybody wants to discuss? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Do we have a date?
I'll make a motion since I'm chatting.
Sue made a motion to adjourn, and
I will second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.